Pusa, we continue today in Simon Tzadikhes, the Shulchan Aruch writes over here, continuing in Sif Aleph, Adshe, speaking about the level of Kavana, that a person has to try to go ahead and distance themselves from physical earthly things while davening, Adshe Magim Karov L'malas HaNevuah. So a person literally has to try to go ahead and transcend, L'Hispashet, he says, Hispashtus Agashmius, try to distance or transcend from the physicality of this world, literally until a person is able to reach a level of nevuah. And if a person, another thought comes upon a person during the midst of tefillah, he should remain silent until the thought leaves his mind. And a person should go ahead and think things that humble the heart and ultimately direct his kavanah towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One should not go ahead and think regarding things that are of levity, of light-headed nature. Hagav yachshav kodem atvila, meromamus hakel yis'ala, ubeshiflus ha'adam. A person should think before davening about the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the loneliness of man. V'yasir kol ta'anugi ha'adam alibon. A person should distance from themselves all forms of human pleasure. In other words, a person shouldn't be thinking about these things during davening. A person should not kiss his young children in shul, in order that a person should root within oneself a notion that there is no love like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this is actually a very interesting halach. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Gimel, so the Mishnah Berurah writes here, he says, Banav HaKtanim, Bishlag Kori Tagar Al HaMavim Yiladim Beis HaKnesses, Vayinu Ketanim Sha'adayin Lo Higil Lachinuch Mitam, Ki HaYiladim Misachakim Umuraktim Beis HaKnesses, Umechalim Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, Vigam Mebambalim Das HaMispalolim. So first of all, he quotes the Shalom, who says that those who bring young children to shul, children who don't know how to sit, children who don't know how to pay attention, who run around, they end up again disrupting the kavana of all of those in shul, and they also end up diminishing the kedusha of the shul. Va'ot ki gam yaskenu lo yasurim min hagamara asher nisna chanchu bialdusom lishtage ulavazos kedushas beis haknesses. This is actually quite profound. The Shalom essentially says that sometimes if children's first introduction to shul is unstructured and wild and just running around, they turn from children who run around in shul to adults who don't know how to behave in shul. And therefore, one has to be careful that when one brings their children to shul, that children are able to sit, that children are able to be quiet, that children are looked after, that they shouldn't just run around in shul creating havoc. Not only because it disrupts others, but also because it's bad chinuch for the children. Aval kishegiu lechinuch adraba yevienu ito lebeis haknesses v'yelamdeo arachos chayim leishev be'emo b'ira v'lo yanichenu lozuz mimkomo. But when a child reaches the age of chinuch, just the opposite, the parents should bring the child with him to shul, teach him the ways, ultimately, to sit and daven properly, and should have him stay in his seat. V'yazrizeu la'anos amen v'kadosh kedusha, should teach his child to say amen kadosh kedusha, ayin sham b'sof in yonet v'lo kriyas ha-torah. The ayin tarnet be'u liyo, chelik ava perkir yemo goldo onu shish la'av shamaneach hespano la'anos tvarm shal hevel, v'tiflo sebe'i sakneses. So this is a very important halacha, that as nice as it is to bring children to shul, A, one must always be conscious that bringing children to shul does not negatively impact the tefillah experience of another. That's number one. And number two, a person has to make sure that they're giving the child the right chinuch vis-a-vis kedushas beis haknesses, the holiness of the shul. If the child's going to come, the child's going to run around, and the child's not going to understand the kedusha of the makom, the holiness of the place, then one ultimately is giving their child flawed chinuch when it comes to the sanctity of the shul. As much as the halacha frames this as an issue of not kissing your young children, or that one's love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu is paramount within the walls of the Beis HaKnesses, this concept also applies even to adult children, that one ideally should not kiss their children within the shul. One should not kiss their children, old or young, within shul itself. So the Shulchan Aruch goes on. The Shulchan Aruch goes on. He says in Sif Beis, Lo yispalo b'makom shi'ishtavrishim levatel kavanoso, v'lo b'shoham levatelas kavanoso. One should not daven in a place where there's a factor, there's something, that ultimately undermines his kavana, his concentration, and shouldn't daven at a time when his kavana is troubled. For example, he has something on his mind, he's upset, or he's preoccupied. However, the Shulchan Aruch says, V'achshav ein anu nisharin b'choza, mipnei shein anu mechavnin kol kach b'tzila. But today, we are not as careful with this, because says the Shulchan Aruch, and this is a tragic statement, we're not so careful with Kavana. We're not so careful. In other words, what the Shulchan Aruch is really saying is, if we're going to wait to daven until we have perfect Kavana, no one's going to end up davening. Therefore, again, as much as we try to make sure that we don't daven in a place that could undermine our Kavana, or we don't daven in a frame of mind that undermine our Kavana, at the end of the day, we treat tefillah like a halachic obligation, and therefore, unfortunately, the job has to get done. And then, although ideally one should strive for optimal circumstances for the tefillah experience, we daven no matter what. Halacha Gimel. Yispalo derech tachnunim, kirasha mavakesh pesach ubenachas. A person should daven in a supplicatory fashion, like a poor person who stands by the threshold of the home and asks, v'shalotei alav kimasu umavakesh lipatir mimeno. It should not appear that tefillah is a burden that one is looking to escape from. Halacha Dalet. Hatfilah b'makom hakarban. Prayer, tefillah, is the replacement, the present day replacement for carbon, for sacrificial service. Therefore, one has to make sure that the same way that a carbon had to have kavana, had to have intent and concentration, so tefillah should as well. And one should not allow other thoughts to creep into one's mind. Just like if the Kohen has the wrong intent when offering their carbon, he could undermine the sanctity of the carbon. So wrong intent for tefillah could also undermine the effect of the carbon. One should do the avoda stand. One should daven standing, just like avoda. Similarly, the same way that a carbon had to be offered up in a particular place, so too, one should go ahead and make sure that one has a makom kavua for davening as well. He goes on, v'shelo yachutz davar beino lakir, there should be nothing between me and the wall. Dumya de karban she'achatzitza poselas beino lakli. Same idea that the karban, there should be nothing that interposes, that interrupts between me and the utensil. So too, there should be nothing that interrupts or interposes between me and the wall. The person should have specific clothing that are nice, that are fit for davening. Just like the Kohen has special clothing for his avodah. But the truth is, not everybody has the means to have a separate wardrobe for tefillah. But one should at least try to have a pair of pants that are special for davening that are clean. Halacha hei, al yachshov, a person should not think that ro'i hu shi'aseh HaKadosh Baruch Hu bakashasi kevan shekivanti b'tfilasi. Person should not think that because I had kavana, therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu owes it to me to go ahead and fulfill my tefillah. Ki adrabo, zemaskir avonosov shel adam she'al yidei kach mefashashin b'masav lorim batuach hu b'schiyosov. Just the opposite, when a person feels a certain sense of entitlement that my tefillah should be answered because of my kavana, this unfortunately opens up the midas hadin, this opens up the strict attribute of justice against a person. A person feels so justified, a person feels so righteous that they have the right to demand something that does not bode well for the individual. Ella, yachshov she'aseh HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chasdo. Rather, a person should just have in mind that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should deal with me with incredible chesed, incredible kindness. If you aren't believable, and a person should say in his heart, mi ani, dal v'nivze balavakish me'es malach malachay amlochem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who am I? I come before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm asking my requests, and I hope that he grants it. Im lo mirav chasodosh u'misnag b'embriyosav. But I want him to grant his requests, I want him to grant my requests, not because he owes it to me, and not because even I've earned it, but simply because I recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of incredible chesed. And I hope and I pray that in the merit of His divine kindness, that He will see fit to answer my prayers and to grant my requests. Rabbosei, we'll stop with there for tonight. Yemei Hashem will pick up with Tzadik Tes tomorrow. Wishing everyone a wonderful evening.